Hi, how are you today?
Very well, thank you. Really appreciate your time. With school holidays coming to an end, I thought I'd just get on the phone. You are a spokesperson for Specsavers, and I'll read with interest that studies have found that children spend an average of 2.5 hours on screens each day. 1 in 10, more than 436,000 children are spending 4 hours on these electronic devices. What happened to the good old days of going outside and kicking a football?
I know. I actually have children myself, and basically the way we're learning and playing is so dramatically changing because technology is increasingly part of what we do every day, not just as adults, but as young children as well. As we drive in the car down to the supermarket, your toddler is on the iPad or your teenager is on their iPhone or screens. And as you get home, you sit in the lounge and you play educational games with your kids to help them to read and learn. And it just adds up. You don't realize it. And most of the screen time is actually at home. And actually, there's some at school, but mostly it's done at home. Yeah.
Are they known, I guess I heard somewhere over the last week or so, doing a bit of research, also known as electronic babysitters? Because I noticed a lot of people, using them in their bedrooms, or they're using them in another room away from mum and dad, or maybe grandparents.
Yeah, that's right. Unfortunately, what we're doing is it's not bad to have your devices in close up time, but it gets to the stages where it gets a bit too much. So we need to have some education on how to use our devices and close up and reading more appropriately to help with our eye health. So what we're recommending is lots of outside natural daylight, going to kick a football, going to help with the errands outside, doing some gardening, going to the beach, just reducing all of the indoor light and swapping it for natural daylight, and that can dramatically reduce the risk factors.
Are you seeing an increase in children coming in to get their eyes tested?
Yes, absolutely, especially young children. The biggest problem is actually not the screen time itself. It's actually to do with how much close-up time our children are spending and near vision work. So the biggest myth is that screen time is not a problem at all. The negative effects is the build-up from things like reading, iPads, mm-hmm. digital devices, and that causes us to become nearsighted or myopic, which is where close-up is very nice and clear, and the distance vision becomes a bit blurry. So as an optometrist myself, I am definitely, especially in our teenagers, seeing a massive amount of increase in children that is becoming more nearsighted.
So with our toddler generation, because obviously as we get older into high school and into the VCE or the HSC, as it was known back in my day, with the more important people using these devices, when we go back to our younger generation, so primary school kids, prep 1, 2, what sort of, on average, should kids be looking at these electronic devices on an average?
Well, the World Health Organization has specific guidelines for us, and basically with most of our children under the age of 5, it's about an hour or less would be appropriate, and there's really nice specific guidelines. So if you jump on the World Health Organization site, and there's really nice screen time guidelines that's just been released. As have a mum of a toddler myself, after all of this research has just come out, you're so much more focused on seeing what your child needs to do and where to limit what. So TV and things like that is not considered screen time, but also limiting television is really important for growth and development and mental health.
I think at the end of the day, as long as we can try and get them off the devices as much as we can and going outside, getting a bit of fresh air, it never hurt me when I was growing up, and I'm sure it didn't hurt you as well, growing out and getting...
Absolutely. The biggest message we want to get out there as a group of optometrists is to make sure if you have any concerns about your child's eye health, or if you're worried of the impacts of screen time on your child's eye health, is to book an optometrist appointment to get a full eye test done and chat to an optometrist, because that education and also the full eye examination and health check is so important for our kids heading back to school.
just on that then, what are the symptoms of your child potentially needing glasses or at least getting their vision checked? Is it just a case of, oh, we're just going to go down to our local optometrist today and get them checked? Or are there signs?
There is some signs that we can watch out for as parents. The biggest ones is basically if you become myopic or nearsighted, like I said, things close up are nice and clear, but things in the distance can become a little bit blurry. There is also signs and symptoms where children, when they're reading, can struggle a little bit or fall behind or just completely lose interest in reading. That is when we can become farsighted or hyperopic, where distance is not very clear and reading is a little bit blurry. There's heaps of different eye conditions, but mostly a full eye examination every 2 years for everybody is a very important thing to check the eye health at the back of the eye and the front of the eye. So just like we do dentistry checks every year, optometry checks every second year is a must for all of us.
Well, let's hope that our younger generation adhered that advice and try and get off the electronic devices and go outside and get their eyes tested. Barbara Vermeulen, who is the spokesperson for Specsavers, really appreciate your time this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.